5:06, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Hour number three getting underway right now, and that means the arrival of Jeff Koehner. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Andy.
All right, I'm going to get to your column here in a second because it's right on target. And as you know, over the past 24 hours, the liberal left has gone nuts with the thought that Jeremiah Wright could become part of this election. Listen to Joan Walsh of Salon.com on MSNBC last night.
This is hate porn, Martin. It's just hate porn. And it's like, as David said, it can be your name here, Joe Ricketts. You can be the proud owner of this hate porn that goes after the president in these hot button horrible ways that get you excited. I mean, really, you read that thing, it's disgusting to us, but you can just imagine someone reading that and thinking, wow, I'm the man with the guts to do that.
All right, they are scared to death that Jeremiah Wright is coming back to haunt him, and your column focuses dead on that today.
Well, I guess I'm a porn peddler, Andy.
hate porn.
Hate porn. I gotta say, Joan Walsh is always good for a couple laughs.
Yeah.
She's so hysterical. She's so over the top. Look, this is the president's own doing. This is his problem. This is not my problem or the right's problem or the Washington Times' problems or conservatism's problems. It was Barack Obama who spent over 20 years in this man's church. Wright was his advisor, his spiritual mentor, his religious mentor. He baptized his children. He married him and Michelle. He introduced him to politics on the south side of Chicago. So this has always been Barack Obama's problem. Now you have Reverend Wright coming back, and in an interview, an extensive three-and-a-half-hour interview, on tape and on the record, telling Ed Klein for his latest book, The Amateur, a biography on Obama. And by the way, Andy, most people don't know this. Ed Klein is not a conservative.
Yeah.
Ed Klein was the editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine. He's a centrist, maybe even center-left. And it is a devastating, damning biography. But the point is this. Reverend Wright goes on the record and says, in a freewheeling, comprehensive, over three-hour interview, that Obama has completely lied about his associations with him. That, in fact, they were extremely close. That Wright was, in fact, his second father, according to Reverend Wright. That's how close they were. That he helped guide his conversion from a, quote, Islamic background to black liberation theology. And the heart of the issue is this. This is not just a controversy. This is not just a hate-filled, racist, anti-American pastor who's now come out of the closet again to start giving interviews to the media. He alleges, in very graphic and meticulous detail, that the president's campaign team, in the spring of 2008, when he was first introduced to the American public, when Wright was now being looped endlessly on cable TV shows, with all of his statements excoriating America, excoriating whites, excoriating Jews, that Obama was in full panic. His campaign team realized that this issue could sink their chances at election against John McCain in November. And so, according to Reverend Wright, Obama sent his emissary, his close friend and golfing buddy, who they're still friends with to this day, Dr. Eric Whitaker, who works at the University of Chicago Medical Center, which is where Michelle worked for years. Birds of a feather flock together. And Dr. Whitaker approached Reverend Wright and offered him $150,000 on behalf of the Obama campaign team for his silence, to basically get out of public view, just leave, and not talk about their long-standing deep association. Wright says he refused the offer. Wright says Whitaker then offered him emails, saying, we need you to reconsider. You have to be silent. You can't talk about this. Please disappear from public view. Again, offering $150,000. Wright refused again. And then Wright says that Obama personally flew down to Chicago, met with him behind closed doors, spoke with Wright in person, and according to Wright, he begged his former pastor to keep silent, to not say anything, and again, according to Wright, hinted and intimated there was a nice political payoff, essentially a bribe of $150,000 if he was willing to comply, if he was willing to be complicit. Now, Andy, this is a crime. If what Reverend Wright is saying is true, this is not just unethical. This is not just sleazy. This is not just corrupt. This is illegal. This is a violation of campaign finance laws. It violates all sorts of statutes. It's attempted bribery. It's a conspiracy to commit bribery. People can go to jail because of this. And so what I'm arguing for in my piece is this, in today's column. We have to get to the bottom of this. I believe the sanctity of our democracy, the integrity of the rule of law, the integrity of our political and electoral system demands that House Republicans now issue a subpoena to Reverend Wright, demanding that he appear in front of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, chaired by Congressman Darrell Issa, and then ask him under oath, under the pain of the penalty of perjury, were you offered $150,000 from Dr. Eric Whitaker, Obama's crony and agent, in exchange for your silence? Did you meet with President Obama in private? Was that offer conveyed to you again by then-candidate Obama? If Wright says yes, and if he reconfirms his story, then I believe Darrell Issa has a moral, political, and legal obligation to then subpoena Dr. Eric Whitaker and have him come in front of a committee and testify. Now, one of the two has to be lying. Either $150,000 was offered or it wasn't offered. And I believe my instincts tell me, Andy, because I know how this administration works, I know the Chicago way, I know they've offered all sorts of plum jobs and all sorts of promotions and all sorts of government handouts to buy people's complicity and silence. I believe Reverend Wright is telling the truth. And if he is telling the truth, then now you have a major scandal on your hands. This could engulf the entire Obama administration. It could actually lead to Dr. Eric Whitaker going to prison. It may even lead to Obama potentially going to prison. So the left has a major crisis on their hands. This is of their own making. And now it is up to the Republicans to see if they have the guts and the courage to follow through with this. And Andy, let me just mention one other quick thing, because this is very important, and it shows how corrupt and venal this administration is. When the accusations of what Wright was making began to float around late last week, when knowledge was then released to the public that Wright, in fact, did go on the record and did state about this attempted bribery, what has happened? All of a sudden, as I point out in today's column, a $6 million grant was awarded to the University of Chicago Medical Center's Urban Health Initiative. And guess who heads that initiative?
Yeah.
Dr. Eric Whitaker.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
To me, Andy, that's a slush fund. Now it's like, wink, wink, Dr. Whitaker, Eric, right? You never offered him $150,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's $6 million, and that's going to take you and take care of you and your department for years to come. Andy, I smell a rat. I smell a scandal, I smell massive corruption, and I think we need to get to the bottom of this.
You're a hate porn monger.
Is it good porn or is it good porn, Andy?
Have a good weekend. I'll
God bless you, Andy.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Jeff Cooner of the Washington Times. If you tuned in late, you don't know what we're talking about. Here's that soundbite again.
This is hate porn, Martin. It's just hate porn. And it's like, as David said, it can be your name here, Joe Ricketts. You can be the proud owner of this hate porn that goes after the president in these hot-button, horrible ways that get you excited.